Praise the Lord, saints. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Our word today comes from the book of John, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 8. That is the book of John, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 8. And it reads as follows. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus were among those reclining at the table with Jesus. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages, he said. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself with what was put in it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. I want to speak today on the topic, there are two sides to every coin. Amen? Two sides to every coin. Mary took the time to use expensive oil to cleanse the feet of Jesus. She showed him love and was grateful that he had brought her brother Lazarus back to life. This act of kindness was nearly ruined by the words of Judas. In verses 5 and 6, Judas stated, why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Judas had selfish reasons for making these statements. He did not care about the poor at all. His motive was to take the money from the sale of the oil and keep it. He also was grandstanding in front of everybody to make himself look good. Jesus recognized the hidden motive of Judas and stated in verses 7 and 8, leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. But you will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Jesus saw through the charade put on by Judas. He knew he did not care about the poor and wanted to sell the oil for his own financial gain. Jesus tells him to leave Mary alone and explains that the poor will always be around, but that he would only be here for a time and for a season. Just like two sides to every coin, Judas said one thing but meant something different. He wanted to show only the so-called good side of the coin, but withheld the other side, which was his true intentions. It did not work because Jesus sees both sides of the coin. None of us can judge Judas. We all have two sides. We can only say one thing and mean, we always say one thing and mean something else. We all have a good side and a bad side. This brings up a good question. In fact, several. Which side of the coin are you on? The good side or the bad side? Which side do you show others? Do you know anyone who pretends to be one way but is hiding their true side? How do you feel when someone says one thing but has other motives? If we look at a coin, we notice that the front side is very different from the other side. We as humans are the same as that coin. If we are being honest with ourselves, there are times when we must show one side of the coin only. For instance, when we are at work, we must act professionally. We can't act like we do when we're at home. You understand what I'm saying, I'm sure. Also, another example is when we're at church. Now, let's keep it real. We do not act the same way at church as we do away from church. In both of these cases, we only show the good sides of ourselves. Here's something else. When we first meet someone on a date, we only show our good side, right? Now, it has been a while since I've dated, but I'm sure that this is still the case. Now, when we meet our in-laws for the very first time, we only show the good side of the coin as well. The same rules apply to those we are meeting with. Our dates are trying to show us only their good side. Our co-workers and in-laws are doing the same thing. We sometimes can tell if they are being sincere or if they have hidden agendas. The other times, we trust that the side of themselves that is being shown is authentic. When we find out that a person is not who we thought they were, that can be devastating. This is true whether it is in business or personal. We also can be exposed as being different as well. We don't think about that part, but you know, when we're showing our good side, someone else could see right through it and say, you know what, this person ain't who he says he is either. So there you go. We all have a good side and a bad side. Our bad side is led by our emotions and our feelings. We also often wrestle with the good and bad sides of ourselves. We try not to be led by our emotions or feelings, but we get that way anyway. I want to give you an example of a fictional character who displayed these qualities. Do you guys remember Mr. Spock from Star Trek? He was half human and half Vulcan. He tried not to be led by his human side that was full of feelings and emotions. He did this to stay in control of his life. Now, the other crew members, especially Dr. McCoy, would often get into disagreements with Mr. Spock where about his humanness versus his other half. But Mr. Spock would not allow his human side to get into the argument. Mr. Spock was successful most of the time and was a valuable member of the crew due to his rational and logical thinking. He always said the word logical. Jesus knew that we are human and had this constant battle between what is good and what is not so good. He knew that Judas was a thief, which was his bad side. There were other examples when Judas was with the other disciples and displayed his good side. So the question is, how can we do better or display the good side of us more consistently? Well, the good side of us is our spiritual side. We all have the good Lord in us, and that part of us is the positive part of who we are. Now, Jesus only had one good side. Yeah, because he dealt with the other part of himself in the wilderness and overcame that struggle. We need Jesus to help us with our struggles. Keep in mind then, nothing is impossible with God. The closer we get to the Lord, the more he can help us. We can get closer through prayer if we ask the Lord to help negate our other side. Think about that for a second. We always pray for God to help us, but do we specifically have him or ask him to help us become more Christ-like? Now, through our relationship with him, we can start the process of becoming less emotional and not being led by our feelings. Now, Judas gets a bad rap, rightfully so in some cases. I mean, he did betray Christ, but he wasn't all bad. He had another side of him, but he just simply allowed his bad side of the coin to rule him. And that was his biggest mistake. You know, I got a few other points. It is the will of God that we come to him to eliminate the possibility of our bad side overseeing us. It is the will of God that we come to know him. It is the will of God that we change for the better. It is the will of God that we be led by the Spirit, not by our flesh. It is the will of God that we witness to others by being the right side of the coin. Remember now, we were created in the image of God. And we should reflect that 24/7. Amen. Amen. Yes, saints, there are definitely two sides to every coin, meaning us. It is time for us to stop flipping the coin and let it stand and stay on our good side. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come giving you praise and thank you for this word. Father, we are like a coin. There's two sides of us. Help us, Father, to become the good side. Help us, Father, to be led by you and not by our emotions or our feelings. Help us to boldly come to you and ask for you to help us achieve this, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, that your word will go forth throughout the land. And I pray for repentance for we all have fallen short. Father, I pray, Lord, that you'll be glorified in this word. Thank you for using me, Lord. I pray that it'll be heard throughout the land. Father, to you be all glory, honor, and praise. And we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.